Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we have Mr. John G. Lewis. He is an LMT, or licensed massage therapist, who has been recognized as a pioneer and leader in sports medicine and rehabilitation, and also was inducted into the Massage Therapy Hall of Fame in 2022. Lewis is also the CEO and founder of AccuForce International, Inc., and he markets multiple patented soft tissue therapy tools. Mr. Lewis, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Eric. Great to be with you.
I certainly appreciate your time. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, and you certainly have quite a background, give us a quick intro of your background, especially with the Major League Baseball players, such as name or player or coach. That would be great and a great way to start.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate the fact that you're a sports guy. I was so fortunate early in my career, which it's hard for me to even believe that this is accurate, but I started working with pro athletes in 1980. And so I'm in my 43rd year. And I started with men's professional soccer. I started with a soccer team here in Chicago called the Chicago Horizons. And sports medicine has been an ever-changing, ever-evolving specialty in the United States. And back in the early days, in the 1980s, sports massage in particular was really in its infancy. It wasn't yet really recognized. And I had a great opportunity because a lot of the athletes I was working with were international players. So there were players coming from all over the world, from Europe, from South America, from Asia, from Africa. And all of these cultures, all of these countries provided really good therapeutic massage for their athletes. So they would come here expecting massage therapy, which provided a great opportunity for me. I was just in the right place at the right time. That quickly evolved into me working for two other soccer teams, including the Chicago Sting soccer team, which I worked for 7 years. I also had a stint with the massage therapist for Metalark Lemon, the Harlem Globetrotter. I traveled with him for a year, and that was really an incredible opportunity. And then most recently, I was the massage therapist for the Chicago White Sox baseball team during the World Series from 2002 to 2005, our World Series year. Worked very closely with Frank Thomas, who is a Hall of Fame baseball player. And he benefited tremendously from my work.
Yeah, that is pretty awesome stuff right there, getting to work with those kind of folks. And Frank Thomas, I'm well aware of who he is, and he's from the state of Georgia, just to make note of. Now, how did you come up with the idea of the Hall of Fame self-massager tool? Get into that a little bit.
Well, thank you. So I started developing therapy tools in 1999, so 24 years ago. And I recognized that there was a real need for adjunctive devices, just because, for one thing, as a therapist, the incredibly intensive work I was doing, my hands were really getting stressed. And so I went on a mission to try and find something to help me. And I came up empty because I found out that a lot of what was out there was kind of, you know, plastic, maybe gimmicky. And I thought, you know, there's really something missing here. These really aren't helping me. What could I do to make something of this, make a product that could actually be beneficial? And the one component I realized that was missing was the weight. There wasn't any substance. There wasn't anything that added any work value. So I came up with the concept of weighted therapy tools. So I was the first person to come up with a 7-pound device called the AccuForce 7.0, which is available on Amazon and lots of catalogs out there. So it weighs 7 pounds, and it has three working applications. It rolls, it has a trigger point in, and it has what we call muscle stripping or a gliding component. So right away, the NFL teams got really excited about that product. And I think if not all NFL teams, almost every NFL team uses that product with success. And then I went on to create more products. So in all now, I have 8. The Hall of Fame is a little different because instead of using weight, it uses force. This is a cane-shaped device. There are plastic competitors, but again, I believe that I'm bringing something to the market that's really substantive because mine is a stainless steel tube instead of being a plastic cane. And it has a metal-coated tip. It feels very, very much like a therapist's thumb. So it's easier because it doesn't bow or flex, being stainless steel. It's rigid and really strong. So it allows the user, the self-user, both a professional and consumer alike, to perform really, really successful therapy on themselves.
You got to love that right there, and especially the convenience. I'm sure that the athletes really appreciate that, and that is certainly a bonus. Are you using it with major leaguers, and what do they say about it?
Well, this Hall of Fame product is brand new. I've been keeping it on the QT until just recently. I have showed it to a few folks, and the response has been really positive. So I'm anticipating a great rollout here.
Today, we're joined by John G. Lewis, the CEO and founder of AccuForce International. John markets multiple patented soft tissue therapy tools, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell me as we continue on, what makes the Hall of Famer better than others on the market already, and is it really that better?
Yes. Well, I'm happy to say that I'm really proud of this concept because of the fact that this is a rigid tube, and because it's a tube, it's not real heavy. So we want the user to feel freed up, that it's not too difficult to use on themselves, especially when it comes to transcending into the consumer market. We want to make sure that it's easy to use, to completely user-friendly and completely user-effective. So the plastic competitors, and there's a few that really stand out as being very successful. There's something called Theracane that's been around for 30 plus years. And I've always argued that because of the fact that this is made of plastic or a fiberglass, it could be a fiberglass as well. And I think at times they've changed up the way they make the product, but it's always flexed or bowed way too much. So in order to get really, really deep work on some of these athletes, they'd have to press extra, extra hard to compensate for that bowing that's happening, that bowing or flexing. Well, with my product, it bows microscopically comparatively. So it does, of course, a little bit, especially with heavy duty pressure, but it's exciting that you don't have to press, and the treatment application that I designed is very, very accurately like the thumb size, a therapist's thumb size. So that thumb print is really important, both in its structure and in its size and design. So I'm so excited, and it's very clearly, we do have a video on our website at AccuForce.com, AccuForce.com, that we have photos and a video that show how it works. And of course, you can see the design. I'm really proud of the design. I think that I've always looked for not only usability, but the aesthetic appeal. I've always wanted my products to look attractive and the kind of thing that someone would want to pick up and use. And I think I've really accomplished that.
And I would imagine that you can certainly get a look at the products on the website, and we'll give out that address in a little bit. Now, also, what is coming up for you? What is your next project? Anything you'd like to make us aware of?
Well, I'm I'm excited. I'm going to be going to the National Athletic Trainers Convention coming up here in June 19th through the 21st in Indianapolis, Indiana. So I have a booth at that show, and I will be exhibiting the Hall of Fame massage tool there. In fact, that will be its official launch. And so very excited about that. There'll be lots and lots of professional and college athletic trainers there, as well as professional athletes who will show up. And typically the attendance is about 25,000 trainers. So that would be a really good opportunity for me to showcase this product and for lots and lots of people to try it. So I'm anticipating a great rollout. And aside from that, I'm always working on next concepts. I have a concept for a stretching device that I'm very excited about that's completely unique. So that's in the pipeline for next product rollout, and anticipate that's probably at least a year away. It's amazing to me. I wish these things came along sooner. It's just lots. When you talk about design and redesign and then working with others, you've got not only your own timeline and your own expectations and your own responsibilities, but I have to coordinate with quite a few people to make this happen. So, but very excited about the stretching device. And again, hopefully about a year from now, I'll be rolling that out.
Sounds like you stay awfully busy and a lot of exciting things, it sounds like, coming up in the future, in the near future. And we appreciate your joining us here today and for what you do in the space as a licensed massage therapist. Before you go in conclusion, I'm sure listeners would love to hear from you, especially as you've gone through the process of releasing patented products. What would you say to the entrepreneurs tuning in today that have an idea, they don't know what to do next? Any advice along those lines or similar to what you've gone through, that would be great to hear from you in those regards.
Well, I love to encourage entrepreneurs. I love to when folks have an idea, especially if it's a good one, I love to cheerlead others. So I would say that if you have an idea, that if you can discreetly ask for feedback on your concept, and if you can meet with a patent lawyer who can help, can sit down with you, sign a non-disclosure. Most patent lawyers are happy to sign a non-disclosure with you and discuss your concept. It's important to sometimes we'll get an idea and think we've got something. It's important to get others' feedback and to really listen to others, especially people in the know. So a patent lawyer will know. They should know. They should be able to look at your concept and say, okay, I think you've got something here. And, or they may even say, I don't know. And so it's important to listen. I think I get very, very excited about my concepts. Thankfully, I've had successes. I've had a bunch of base hits, Eric. I have not had any home runs. I believe that. The caveat is I believe everything that I do is going to be a home run. I'm more confident in the Hall of Fame massage tool than my newest concept. I'm more confident than ever that this is going to be a homer. But it's easy to get sometimes overexcited. So it's important to get good feedback. Patent lawyers can also make a very, very important step. They can do a search. They can do a patent search. So they can look at your concept and say, okay, let's look at everything that's available right now, everything that's already been patented. And the patent office, in fact, you can do this yourself. You can even go to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office website, and you can punch in, you could search for areas in your industry, products in your industry that have already been patented. So that's a really important step. But I love to cheerlead others and get encouraged by others. I think that's a really important part of this whole thing is you've got to have people around you who are telling you the truth and hopefully encouraging you. You want to be careful of the Debbie Downers. Watch out for the Debbie Downers. And you don't want to be around people that are going to tell you it won't work either. So there's a balance to be found there. And it is important, I guess, just to reiterate, it's really important to get others involved in your concept. And hopefully you'll get people that will want to jump on board and be investors as well. Get an angel investor. That can be really helpful too.
A lot of great information there and advice. We really do appreciate it. And by the way, you mentioned that you haven't hit any real big home runs, but a lot of base hits certainly add up and bring a lot of value. So you're doing just fine as I see it. Tell us, where can listeners get all the details on your products and the company AccuForce International, Inc.?
Thank you, Eric. So people can visit my website. It's AccuForce.com. It's AccuForce.com. And my phone number's on there, and I'm happy to chat with anyone, and even fellow inventors or hopeful inventors. I'd love to give my insight and encouragement if anyone had that desire.
And of course, we'll add that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Lewis, all the best. Thank you so much for your time. Continued success to you.
Thank you, Eric. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. Again, we've been speaking with John G. Lewis, a licensed massage therapist and the CEO and founder of AccuForce International, Inc. John markets multiple patented soft tissue therapy tools. And for all the details, visit AccuForce.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.